But now, at 10 past 10, it's that time again. Oh, here we go.
Guess who's back, back again. Guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back.
Yes, he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Morning, Shay. How you doing?
Good morning, John. How are we this morning?
Not bad, actually. In fact, I've just heard that we have the equivalent of royalty listening this morning. Matt Seabee has got out of bed on a Sunday morning to tune in.
He's actually got out of bed.
Apparently, to listen to the show. I know, right?
That's amazing.
I know. I think we should roll out the red carpet. Hi, Matt. Do you want to say hi to Matt?
Hi, hello, Matt.
Yeah, he's tuned in as he goes about his Sunday. Yeah. So, morning, Matt. Nice
definitely.
To hear from you.
Morning, yeah.
So, what's been happening with you this week, Shay?
It's not a lot really, John, this week. Just sort of the usual, really.
Okay, so what's the usual then? What does that look like for you?
Like going out for a bit of a walk and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I haven't sort of been, just sort of really been watching stuff on YouTube.
Okay.
So I've been doing that, watching all sorts of things on YouTube. I watched the Isle of Man TT on YouTube yesterday.
Ooh, and what was that like?
Yeah. Oh, that was really good, because I like to watch a little bit of that stuff, a little bit of motorbikes and that,
There you go. See, everyone seems to be... We're speaking to Simon earlier. He's having a bit of a chilled-out time. I think maybe, we get to October. It's the end of the summer. We're just trying to chill out, maybe, as we head into autumn. So, quite a chilled-out time for you then, lately.
Poor Simon. He was saying he's got a bad foot then.
Yeah, apparently. So he's taking it easy. You're taking it easy. Everyone's relaxing. I suppose that's what Sundays are for. So have you been to the kebab shop, though? This is the question, Shay.
The answer to that, no, John.
Ooh.
That is a shock, isn't it?
Have they sent out a search party for you yet? Because you haven't been in for a week.
No, they haven't done that at all. I just sort of waved by to say hello. But I didn't go in, so...
Wait, no kebabs. Okay, any particular reason? Yeah. You've given up kebabs, or is it temporary?
Ease off a little bit,
Exactly. There you go. Get ready, and then you can get ready for the food you'll be eating over Christmas, no doubt, because... Have you done your Christmas shopping yet? Because lots of people have, apparently. We're hearing this morning. Are you one of those people that's really organised, or do you leave it to the last minute, like me?
No, I always leave it to last minute, John.
Yeah. That's the fun, running around on Christmas Eve, and whoever you're getting presents for, they'll have whatever's left in the shop, it's fine.
And then everything sort of goes cheap after that, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, I do buy stuff in the sales in January, I have to admit, Christmas.
And you were saying you got some mince pies then, John?
I did. Oh, you're listening. I can't get away with anything. Yeah, I did buy yesterday all the Christmas stuff in the shops. I was around a Lidl when I was out and about in Dorset yesterday, and they were selling mince pies. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to buy a pack. So that's in my cupboard, along with the other pack of mince pies I bought from another shop. So I've got normal mince pies, and I've got my favourite ice top mince pies. Not for Christmas. Oh. They're kind of for now. I'm going to be eating them in the next few days.
Oh, no, that'd be good. Don't leave them too long, because, they're... It's better to have them near Christmas, really.
Well, yeah, but they go out of date. This is the problem. The ice top ones go out of date in the end of October, so I'm going to have to eat them now.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go out of date ways before Christmas, so I'm going to have to eat them. That's just my excuse, anyway. The Woking News and Mail this week, as you know, I have a column in there, and I talk about what's happening around Woking and what we're doing with the radio and everything else. And actually, I did a little piece about you this week in the paper, which I'll give you a copy of that when you see it, because I don't think you can get News and Mail in Leatherhead.
That'd be good, John. That'd be great. So it's just a little thing that I do here in Leatherhead. I do my own radio show, which goes out every other Monday between 2 and 3. It's just basically because John has actually been along to see how I do it.
Yes, there's a little box that plugs in to the computer, and that enables you, because you have a visual impairment, for those of you who haven't heard Shay before. Shay, you have a visual impairment, so actually this enables you to be fairly independent in controlling the radio show. So and it's a good show as well. We quite like your taste in music.
It was good though, John. It was really nice. So I got you on. We got a bit of chatting myself, you, and James. Very good morning, James.
Yeah, I'm sure James is tuned in as well. So, over on Surrey Hills Community Radio, and that's every other Monday.
Right.
So when's the next one of them going out?
The next one is tomorrow, John.
Oh, tomorrow, 2 o'clock. So, yeah, not to tell you to go and listen to another radio station, but, you know, we're all part of the community radio family, so go and check that one out.
That's right.
So that'll be really good. But, yeah, you can read all about my experiences of helping Shay, actually, in the News and Mail this week in my my column, which is quite good. So if you've been reading my column, hopefully people find it interesting to see what I get up to and what you get up to as well, Shay. And it is really an achievement, isn't it, for you? It's a dream come true.
It is a dream come true. It's something I've always wanted to do, John. It was I've been talking about it for all my life,
and it's happened.
The best thing I've ever done.
And it feels good, right?
Yeah, it does.
Brilliant. Okay, well, that's just really great to see that you're following your dreams, and that there's people that will just make efforts to make it happen for you and support you in that as well. So that's really great. So well done with that, Shay. So, what's up? You're welcome. What's happening with you for the rest of the day then, Shay? What are you up to? Are you going for Sunday roast again?
I knew you were going to say that.
I know, I was just wondering.
Because I know I'm going to... I better welcome back Cindy, because I had Cindy there, started back with me, working with me there yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'll be seeing you again next week, John. I'll be seeing you tomorrow as well.
Yes, we'll be catching up. But it's always nice, actually, to have a catch-up on the radio, and I know lots of people are big fans of you, Shay. You've got a bit of a following in Woking. I think you've got a bit of a cult following.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, Shay's on the radio. You know, people sing stop when you get on the radio. You know, people put their cups of tea down and they, oh, Shay, we must listen.
Well, I better say a very good morning to Helen then.
Yes, Helen, who's not here today. She's been Helen, who was co-presenter of the show last Sunday with me. She works as a nurse, so she's obviously, I think, she's recovering from her night shift, I think, today. So, morning, Helen, if you are listening.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So, Shay, what would you like to say to all your fans around the Woking area who love it when you come on the show?
But I'd like to say to all my fans, I'd like to say a very good morning to them all, and hope you're well, and hope you're enjoying the Sunday, and I hope you're enjoying the Lara on Sunday show.
There you go. Excellent. Good to speak to you, Shay. We'll catch up soon. Have a good day. Enjoy your Sunday roast as well. This is the point where I get very hungry when we start talking about food. What roast are you going for today, have you decided?
I'm going for the roast beef, chicken and lamb.
Ooh.
So that'd be nice.
Oh, that sounds nice. That'd be nice. Not jealous at all. Nice. Have a lovely day, and I will catch up with you soon, Shay.
Cheers, John.
Thank you very much. There we go. Shay in Leatherhead. The time now, 18 minutes past 10.
Hello, this is Radio Woking. Available online at radiowoking.co.uk.